Hello everyone, welcome back. I hope that all of you enjoy Christmas in a very safe way. I had a nice Christmas, very quiet with my children. It was great. Wow, now we're going to enter into a new year. I know many people can't wait for this year to be over. In some sense, neither can I. I enjoy of getting rid of the old year and bringing in the new. And that's because it's the unknown. What is this year going to bring me that didn't bring me last time in the old year, sorry? Is it going to bring me more problems, more to worry about? Or is it going to bring me unexpected doors to open, which those are the things that I look forward to? Because I do. I don't know, but I enjoy the unknown. I really do. Even though it might be sad, painful, but I do look forward to it. You know, for a lot of people, bringing in the new year will be sad and tearful. Especially if they experience someone who passed away or someone that got bad news. And some choose to spend the new years on their own. And you know something, I get it. And I understand it. I do. But I want to share something with you. When we have tragic close to the new year, it's hard to celebrate the new year because we're still in pain and suffering in our own ways. And perhaps even angry. And I can turn around and I can say to you, yes, it's not easy to be where you are. Try to find something positive. And I think my answer would be, I can't, because I'm still hurting and it still affects me. It brings a lot of memories, knowing that the old year is leaving and a new one is coming. It doesn't make it any better, because I'm still hurting. And when you're there, at that moment, you can't see anything positive about it. Maybe later on you could, but at this moment you can't. And what I'll say to you is this. Go with what you feel. Cry if you must. Allow yourself to mourn. Allow yourself to feel. There's nothing wrong with that. Because unfortunately, everything in time will get better and you heal, it doesn't mean that you forget, because you won't. But you heal, and that's what's important. And allow yourself to heal. But don't deny how you feel neither. It's hard when you're there. And people can say, it's okay. Don't worry. Take it easy. And at that moment, perhaps you just want to be left alone. But also know that there are people who love you and will surround you, even though you don't want to hear anything. But know that they're there for you. And hopefully, as time goes on, you'll get better. And you will. But just don't be too hard on yourself. Many people on these holidays suffer from more depression than ever. So many lives are taken. And we have to allow ourselves to feel these things. Now you might say, oh my goodness, this sounds so depressing. This sounds so sad. And you're right. But those that are going through it need to hear it. And need to know that it's okay. That they shouldn't try to be something at that moment that they're not. If you have children, of course, in front of your children, you have to show happiness because you still have children. But when you're by yourself, then you can allow to cry and feel. And I started this in the beginning because to me it's important that people know that it's okay to feel the way you do. No one should feel ashamed or bad at all. And if some people want to be by themselves because they have a need to, I don't see anything wrong with that neither. I feel that people should celebrate the new year in the way that makes it more comfortable for them and being honest within themselves. So let's say you don't want to go anywhere, you want to be by yourself. Well, there's a reason that you're by yourself. There's a reason that you chose to be alone. And I believe in those things. I believe that there's always a reason. Even if it doesn't agree to our standards. So, don't put yourself in a situation where you don't want to be, or that you feel you don't need to be. It's okay. And for those that are celebrating the New Year's with a smile on their face and excited and can't wait, I wonder how many of you said to yourself, okay, in 1919, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to be a better husband, a better wife, a better child. I laugh at those things because I think the majority of the time we say that every year. And some might succeed and some might not. And again, it's okay. You know, sometimes we put too much high expectation of ourselves and we don't succeed. And it's okay. It's okay. But I have had people say to me, Gru, what is it that you ask for every year? And this is what I ask. I ask for my health to always be good and the best that it can be. I ask that for every door that I open of the unknown, that I be prepared to accept what's there, and that I might have the courage and the strength to face it and accept it. I'll ask that my children and those that I love, the same thing, health, and that they have strength and courage to accept what comes their way. I also ask for peace, not only for me, for my children, for my students, but for the world out there. I also ask that children who are being taken, who are suffering, especially the children that I've in cages, and that they're locking them up because they're not citizens or their parents are not citizens. I ask for all these children all over the world to give them strength and courage. And hopefully, there'll be a light at the end for these children. And I mean all children. Because these children are our future. And it's scary to see how the future holds for these children who are neglected in all forms of ways. And how much of them would be angry, have hate, be frustrated. I ask that they allow themselves to see the light after all the darkness that they've been through. So that's what I ask for the new year, all the time. And for people from the world, I'll ask that you find light and that you find peace and comfort. That you wake up and allow yourself to see who and what you are. And not to be afraid to finding out who and what you are. And to face yourself in that mirror. And confront that person in that mirror so that you can be free and in peace. So those are the things that I ask. I probably don't feel that I ask for much, but it probably is a lot, and I get that. But either we keep repeating the old year into the new year and learn nothing and gain nothing within ourselves, or do we choose to come into this new year with our eyes open and say, I really want to make a difference. I want to learn and I want to grow. And I want to be somebody within myself. And I want to shine within myself. And I want to give myself an opportunity that I've never given myself before. And I want to be able to walk with my head up high and be proud of who and what I'm becoming. And not to be held back by the world, by religion, by politics, or by my family. I want to be able to create, to do what I always wanted to do, but I was so ashamed or embarrassed to do it because I didn't have enough confidence in myself. And I didn't believe in myself because I believe in what everybody told me. Give yourself that opportunity to take that step and go for it. Don't be afraid. Don't let your insecurity, lack of faith within you to hold you back because you feel you're not worth it. Or you feel that everyone is going to laugh at you or criticize. People do that because they don't have the courage to do what you're about to do. You know, there's people that say that when someone commits suicide, that takes a lot of courage. And I realize that it doesn't take courage. I realize that is stupidity. That's not courage. That's stupidity. And it's stupidity because you took the easy way out. And the reason you took the easy way out because you couldn't confront what was in front of you. You couldn't deal with what was in front of you. So that scared you even more. And you felt by taking your life was the solution. But I bet you found out that wasn't the solution. You probably found out that you were born right away, or you were born a couple months later, and you still have to deal with those demons that you dealt in this lifetime, because they're going with you in the new lifetime. It's going to happen. It just is. We can't run away from things. Not even death tells you that you can run away from things. Or you think that you're free. You're not free. The hardest thing is to stay here and face the pain, the anguish, the disappointment, the sadness, the betrayer. But the strongest thing is to stand up and say, I'm here. And as long as I can stand, I'm going to take whatever you give me. Because I know that the only way that I can see that light within me is to go through those doors of the unknown. And every day might be hard, might be difficult, might be easy, but I'm still going to do it. I'm still going to stand up. We all say that there's always people out there that are worse off than us. And they are. And when I see them struggling, and I see that they're still here, fighting every day to exist, I say to myself. Look and see. Struggle is more. And then I look and I say, is it about the struggle? Is it about who struggles more and who struggles less? I don't think so. Their struggles are their struggles. And my struggles are mine. Can I have compassion to them? Yes. Have compassion for them. And I have an understanding of them also. Because I find that their struggle is way more than mine. And still they're here, struggling. Something that I admire of them and something that I respect. Then I look at myself and I say, then wake up and do what you need to do. Because they're doing it. Every day that they get up, they're doing it. And you can do it also. So don't look at them as a ladder for you to say they're worse off than me. Because in reality, their struggles are their struggles. But they're not worse than yours. Because they might have something that you don't have. And that's something that you don't understand. It's so easy to criticize and condemn others because they have less and we have a little bit more. But perhaps what they have of, we don't have. When people struggle like that, they have so much appreciation to life and to themselves and to their children. I met a great deal of them. And I bow to them because they have taught me. Sometimes it's sad when we don't know from the ones that are really, really struggling to the ones that are only using that as an excuse to gain money. It's hard to decide which is telling the truth, and I get that too. I really do. But even if you're not sure, don't judge. Don't do that. If you need to judge yourself. Clear your box within yourself first. Fix your issues. Learn how to care about you. Learn how to love you. The world is not getting better. It's getting bad. And I can already see the people that will become savages, that will turn into killers in an instant that you wouldn't thought. I can see it in people's eyes, how frightened they are, how scared, and how they don't want to face the truth within themselves. We've lost so much within ourselves. We have. We have allowed pride and ego to get in our way. We allow the world, the greediness, the money, the power to get in our way. And that is so sad. And you know, as I talk about it, it exhausts me. I'm like so wasted just thinking about it, as I am. I realize that things that are difficult, or things that we make difficult, or things that we think it's not difficult, it is. And I get so upset with it because there's so many noises coming everywhere, voices coming from everywhere, and no one gets it. Really? Are you serious? When do you wake up? When do you realize these things? When do you say enough is enough? When? So how about the new year? You open up yourself to you. Give that gift. Bring that into the new year. Give yourself what you need. Give yourself the awareness. Let that pride and ego go. You know, I met people with money. I met rich people. I met poor people. I met all types of people. And many people are not happy. You know, there are people that said, oh my goodness, I wish I had a house, a car, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. Everybody wishes for every little thing. But nobody realizes that maybe it's not meant for you to have it. And it's okay if it's not meant to have. It is what it is. But we're not content with what we do have. We have to go and have more and more and more and more because we're never satisfied. And we fulfill our things with the eye. But we don't fulfill what's inside of us because we think there's nothing. Or there is. But they're too embarrassed to talk about it or to share. Oh, it's uncomfortable. But they're willing to see everything with their eye and say, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. And when they get it, what? Oh, it's exciting. Oh, I got this. Oh, this is great. Oh, this is beautiful. Wow, wow, wow. 2 weeks. That's it. Now they see something they want, something else. We as humans are never content. We're just not. At all. As much as I try to find a place where I can just leave the city and go somewhere where it's just calm, where I can see the stars if they still exist, which they do, but the clouds covers it up so much. Oh, they have screwed up the air. You can't see things the way you used to. I remember when I was a little girl and I looked out the window, oh my God, I can see those stars. Oh, how beautiful they were. I will actually fall asleep just looking at the stars. And now the only time I see stars is when I go away to camp. and I can actually see them. It was covered. It covered the whole sky. And now if you see some, it's not enough compared to how I used to see it. It's funny that I can't even pack and live on the land because you gotta pay for that land. And there's rules and regulations. It has just become so sad. It really has. So sometimes, if we think that we don't allow ourselves to see things, then we think and believe that it will disappear. But I want everyone to live this kind of sadness, anger and frustration and blindness here in this year of 2018. And let's go into 2019 with a bright light, with knowledge and wisdom, with the hunger of learning and growing, with the hunger of learning your values. What is important? You can have everything in the world in your hands. But you tell me, if you have an illness that takes your life, and someone came to you and said, I can give you back your health, but I would have to take all this away from you, what would you do? Think about that. What would you do? Would those things really matter to you? Do you wake up and realize that what you thought was important wasn't anymore? People who are dying, realize what really was important. And one of the things that they got to really, 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 really realize, that what was important for them out of everything was for them to continue to live. They didn't get a chance to do what they needed to do. And they saw these things. And they started to value the air, the stars, the wonders within themselves, and everything else, what they thought disappeared, completely disappeared. Because it didn't matter anymore. And what mattered to them is being with their children or their loved ones or with their grandchildren, aunts, nephew, nieces, friends. And then they looked and they said, I wasted time. I actually wasted time. Because everything that I've done, at the time it was important. But I realized that it wasn't that important. And the time that I do have left, I want to be able to do what I need to do. I want to do that now. Before I leave this world,
I want to fulfill as much as I can fulfill. Because I realize I have a purpose. And I want to leave that purpose to those that I love and care for. And those that are dying, others won't care, won't realize anything. Because all they can see is that they're leaving this earth. So what can they do? They give up, even as they die. As long as you can breathe every day, make that day special. Make it worth it. Make it important. And say to yourself, today, I'm going to learn a lesson from wherever it comes. And I want to be strong enough, wiser enough to accept these messages that are coming to me. Because I want to know them. I really want to know them. Because I really want to grow. I want to learn. I want to be able to follow these things. I just want to be able to do that. Why not? Why not? Why not give myself that chance? So there's no excuse. Don't look for excuses. Don't run around. Don't run away. Face it. Embrace it. Take it. And enter the year 2019 with that strength, the positive. Allow yourself to learn and grow. Allow yourself to be the human being that you're meant to be. Allow that. Give yourself that. Give yourself that. Give yourself that opportunity to be the person that you are meant to be. Don't give up. Don't let fear get in the way. Don't let people scare you away. Don't allow people to make you feel like you're worthless, like you have nothing. Open your eyes as well as your brain. Your brain is amazing. It carries so much knowledge and wisdom. It has the power to do so. Just do it. Give yourself that opportunity. Give yourself that gift. Give yourself that new year. Give yourself that new life, new beginning. Learn how to accept it and embrace it. Give yourself the best new year gift that you can ever give yourself, and that's you being you. So I hope all of you have a happy new year. Please be safe. Don't drink and drive, neither. I want you to stay here and finish your journey. Enjoy, be in peace. Sending love, peace, and happiness. Thank you again. Bye-bye.